New acoustic monitors off Maine's coast have detected the presence of North Atlantic right whales this winter. As Fred Bever reports, scientists are trying to gather new data on the endangered animal's whereabouts.
In mid-December, scientists put a set of underwater drones in the Atlantic Ocean. One of them is charting a zigzag course to and from Maine's coast, starting down east and working its way southwest. It's currently heading eastward off Portsmouth, New Hampshire. During its cruise, the glider's electronic ears have heard dozens of calls from finback and humpback whales, and on seven occasions, the call of the endangered North Atlantic right whale.
And we usually figure about a 10-kilometer or 5-mile radius is kind of on average what we can hear them.
Genevieve Davis, a scientist at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, is a coordinator for the project. It also includes researchers from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution.
There's right whales detected sporadically kind of throughout January, and so I think that's showing us, you know, they are in the Gulf of Maine now, and they're relatively close to shore. I mean, they're not that far off. It's showing in real time when we have whales present, and it's really helpful to be able to get that kind of information.
The most recent detection took place on January 25th when the glider heard some right whale song about 50 miles southeast of Portland. In coming weeks, a similar coalition of scientists, including Maine's Department of Marine Resources, will start placing fixed-position acoustic detectors in 8 locations off Maine, but closer inshore than the gliders are traveling. The scientists are hoping to get better data on the high-stakes question of how much risk there is that the trap rope Maine's lobster fleet uses will entangle the endangered whales. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And you can see a chart of the glider's whale detection mission on our website, mainepublic.org.